Donald Trump has profited $3 billion off of a coin with his name on it, Trump coin. You admit that, right? $3 billion he's profited. Okay, so you can't admit that.
I know you guys love these CNN debates, so we're back with another. I love doing them as well. And if you want to see more of them, make sure you drop a like below, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, and check out this video until the end.
Adam Mockler, host of The Adam Mockler Show on Midas Touch Network, and Brad Todd, CNN political commentator and Republican strategist. Brad, let me get your reaction to that first. First time in 16 years that Republicans are coming in second on preference of handling the economy. What do you think?
Well, this poll is an outlier. Fox poll is always kind of tough for Republicans, which might be a surprise to some of CNN's viewers, but that's typically the way it is. Republicans do have to be in better shape when we get to the elections in the fall in the economy if you're going to retain the House of Representatives. Now, luckily for us, we're running against House Democrats. Harry Enten, CNN's polling analyst yesterday, said Democrats are lower than the Dead Sea. Recent poll had Democrat congressional approval at only 13%. And it's like the old saying about when you're hiking with a friend and a bear comes after you. You don't have to outrun the bear, you just have to outrun your friends. Mm. And so Republicans just have to outrun the abysmally unpopular House Democrats. But do have to do better on the economy if we're going to do that.
Yeah.
I disagree that this poll was an outlier. You can look at any polling trending over the past year, and Donald Trump is rapidly spiraling on the economy due to a number of things that he's done. He got into office and placed sweeping tariffs on almost every single country, except for Russia and North Korea for some reason. That cost American families $1,000 last year. On top of that, he cut ACA subsidies. He continued to cut Medicaid for the most vulnerable Americans while making sure that rich Americans don't pay as much in taxes. Then on top of all of that, the war that he just started in Iran is spiking the cost of gas and spiking the cost of diesel, which underlies the cost of all of this. So all of this combined, there is no way to look at the average American in the eye and tell them that the economy is working for them. Do you think the economy is working for the average American?
Adam, you skipped over something really important, maybe the most important economic part. Every Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives voted to give Americans higher taxes. Every single one of them voted to let their taxes go up. It was the Democrats
voted against the big, beautiful bill.
Democrats, right, exactly, which kept their taxes from going up. That's what it did.
It made permanent the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which made the richest people have less
taxes. No, it kept the tax rates where they were.
Yeah,
they were
from Donald Trump's first term.
They were going to go up. Democrats wanted taxes to increase on American families. The deduction,
that is
the standard deduction, the child tax deduction. Democrats wanted all of those things.
Democrats would have slashed ACA subsidies, making health care higher? No.
They had a
chance. Democrats would have started a war in Iran? No. Do you think Democrats would have cut Medicaid? No. You're talking about Democrats screwing over the most vulnerable Americans. I don't see that. Trump has repeatedly thrown them under the bus.
How did Democrats vote on taxes? Did they vote to let them go up or keep them where they are?
They voted against the Big Beautiful Bill because the Big Beautiful Bill made permanent the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that kept
tax cuts
for the richest.
No, the taxes are lower for everyone under the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. They lower for everyone. If you pay income taxes, your taxes went down in 2017. Democrats voted to let those
go. Okay, so the Republican Party has now put, you're making this argument, the Republican Party is now putting us in a position where the deficit each year is going up. The debt is skyrocketing so much that we have $39 trillion in debt. We're paying $1 trillion per year in the interest on our debt. And Donald Trump is responsible for 27% of that debt as a single man. What Democrat even comes close to that? 27%
Democrats
of that is due to Donald Trump.
Democrats in Congress haven't met anything they'd cut spending on except for border security.
Brad, let me ask you about this, because Adam brought up the tariffs. And we heard from the former Vice President Mike Pence about those tariffs. Let's listen to that.
I think the economy has been impacted by the uncertainty around the president's broad-based tariffs from Liberation Day. I was heartened that the Supreme Court of the United States overturned the president's Liberation Day tariffs.
He was quite critical of that.
I know he's not happy about it, but the Constitution is quite clear that taxes originate in the Congress, not by the president.
You think you say you're running against unpopular Democrats. Are you also running against the legacy of those tariffs?
Well, if you look back when the Liberation Day tariff date he's talking about, the NASDAQ is up 25% since then. I think everyday Americans know that it was unfair that German cars coming into the United States were taxed at one quarter the rate of cars from the United States going to Germany. The president appropriately used leverage to try to lower trade barriers. And well, I might not have liked every time he pulled one off or put one on, but in the end, the American people know that it is right and just for the United States to negotiate a much more level playing field and to isolate China.
We just had a debate about which party was raising taxes on the American people, and you basically just won the argument for me by saying that Donald Trump raised taxes on the American people, but then you claim that the American people actually understand and support it. No, the American people don't understand it when Donald Trump himself is claiming that other countries pay the tariff. How are Americans supposed to have an
other countries' companies pay the tax? Tariffs are a tax on foreign companies that come into the United States.
And who is paying for it? The companies that import it, and that gets passed off to the consumer.
Sometimes the exporters pay it, sometimes the importers
pay it. No, there was a $1,000 tax.
It's crazy to me that Democrats have now decided foreign corporations are the only entities they don't want to pay.
I'm saying that you shouldn't tariff every single country indiscriminately except for Russia and China and then call it some smart strategy.
So wait a minute, higher taxes on companies are passed on to consumers? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying that when companies have to pay for imports, it's
the higher taxes on companies hurt consumers. I'm glad Democrats finally have said that because they've always wanted higher taxes.
Brett, let me ask you about the president's son. Eric Trump was on television touting a $24 million contract from the Pentagon for a robotics company where he's the chief strategy advisor, a robotics company. He talked about the deal today. Let's watch some of that.
We are America first. We have to win this race. We've had to win a lot of races, right? You know, I got involved with crypto in a very big way because we had to win that digital revolution. We have to win robotics in the United States of America.
Eric Trump. Does Eric Trump know any more about robotics than Hunter Biden knew about energy in Ukraine? I mean, Republicans were so critical of his Burisma deal that it deserved scrutiny. Where's the scrutiny here?
Well, he's not a robotics expert. He's an investor in this company. And, you know, this company, by the way, we should talk about what it does. They make robots that go into places where there's toxic waste, where there are dangerous situations, where the human body would be at risk. Humans are still in control of these robots. It's a tool. And this is a $24 million contract. It's basically a demonstration contract in a $55 billion autonomous vehicle budget. The United States does, in fact, this is help save the lives of soldiers and potentially
other people. Sure, the work they do might be very important, but Eric Trump as a, let me get the title right, chief strategy advisor getting this deal with the Pentagon, Democrats call that corruption in plain sight, and you say what?
Well, the question is, did they deserve the contract based on their product and their price? If they deserve the contract based on their product and their price, then the Defense Department should buy their product at that price. That's the only question.
Was there even a competitive bid, or was it like Kristi Noem, where there was just a no-bid contract that they gave to Don Jr.? I mean, Donald Trump has profited $3 billion off of a coin with his name on it, Trump coin. You admit that, right? $3 billion he's profited. Okay, so you can't admit that.
Are we talking about robotics, or are you trying to change the subject?
I'm talking about the...
We're talking about a $24 million robotics deal.
Yes,
that's Victor's question.
Yes, it perfectly ties into the insane amount of self-corruption. So you don't want to talk about it.
No,
fine.
I want to know why we're talking... We're talking about robotics.
We're talking about...
Does the Department of Defense need to buy robotics so that soldiers are protected from toxic waste dumps?
Yes,
that's
a
question.
Of course.
That's
but we're saying...
So you agree with this deal, then?
No. The deal is fine. The definition of corruption...
The deal's fine.
The definition of corruption is using public office for your personal gain. If this deal were competitive and went out to competition, that's fine. Giving it to Don Jr. because he's your son is not fine. There should be
not
you
Don
understand.
Jr.
Eric Trump.
Eric Trump. My bad. They're both the same.
Adam, Brett, thank you both. All right, up next. Have you seen this?